His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's gone all over the internet, which is not easy to do. It is vast to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't understand them completely, but that's not going to stop him from Did You Know.
Did you know just thinking about a bright light can cause your pupils to dilate?
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, try it on me.
What do you mean?
See if you can see if my pupils will dilate.
Okay, yeah, are you thinking of bright light?
Not yet. I'm keeping my...
All right, here we go.
Okay. Right. Can you see?
Get close. I'm going to have to get real close.
Okay.
All right, think about bright... No, don't close your eyes, because once you open your eyes, they'll automatically dilate because it's what goes from dark to... Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Keep your eyes open. And now think of the brightest light, the bright head beams, high beams.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's not working.
All right, well...
Well, I don't think you were thinking hard enough.
So I know you're talking about thinking about bright light makes your pupils dilate, which means, I guess if that's true, we can trick our eyes, which is interesting. I mean, obviously we can trick our brain into believing all kinds of silliness, but now we can trick parts of our body into function. Like, could I trick my heart into racing? Even though I'm not exercising. Well, I guess obviously, like if you're an anxious person, you can make your heart race with your mind. What else can we do?
Levitate.
Can we make ourselves levitate with our mind?
You could do whatever you put your mind to.
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah.
All right. Could I feel full if I just convince myself that I ate?
Yeah, you can. That's what a lot of people do.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Seems like we do the opposite in this country.
I sometimes tell myself...
We are full, and our brain tells us we're still hungry.
I tell myself I'm full all the time.
How's that working out for you? Because you already had Teddy Grahams this morning for breakfast.
Okay. And you just said yesterday you're gaining weight.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
50-50.
Yeah.
So did you know with Kevin?
Did you know a well-traveled road effect... I read that wrong. Hang on. Did you know the well-traveled road effect, a cognitive bias in which we perceive familiar roads as taking less time than unfamiliar, less frequently traveled ones?
Gavin, that's part of your problem.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's why you think you can get everywhere so faster than...
Like, I live in West Roseville, and if somebody's like, I need you to show up to work... And work is almost, it's basically at Douglas. It's the other side of Roseville. In my brain, I go, I can get there in 10 minutes. There's no way that I could do it in 10 minutes. Not really. But because I drive that way so often, in my brain, I'm going like, this road that's 7 miles long takes 30 seconds.
Right. Okay, so it's not my fault. Just the time that you have time blindness.
Right.
This is, you've got two
symptoms. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So here's what I should do then. I need to go a different way all the time. Ways I've never been. A real trailblazer, as they say.
Road well traveled.
Right.
Okay.
That's probably why it took Lois and Clark. Like, they asked Lois and Clark, how long did it take you to cross the country? And they were like, oh, God, it took us years. And they're like, Lois, you've been gone for 4 months. Because it was all new to him. All right, did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the average person spends about 30% of their waking hours daydreaming?
30%?
Uh-huh.
What? Okay, can I ask you guys a question?
What's daydreaming?
No, what's the difference between... Why is that funny?
What a silly thing for him to assume you were going to ask.
I know. What's the difference between daydreaming and just thinking about something?
You're the expert.
Okay, so daydreaming is you're thinking about the possible future.
Oh, it's something that hasn't happened yet. Might not even happen.
Right, you have to manifest it. But thinking is more of reality, like, okay, how to deal with it type of vibes.
Okay.
So one's futurist and the other is presentist.
Mm-hmm.
Or past.
If I'm just sitting here,
yeah,
and not talking to anybody, and I'm just staring off, but I'm running over all the stuff I have to do today, not daydreaming.
You're thinking.
But if I am sitting here, not talking to anybody, and looking off into nothing, thinking about
kissing George Clooney,
George Clooney, that riding is a daydream.
Unicorn, riding that's daydreaming.
Okay, yes. All right. That sounds like dream dreaming.
What was the last thing you daydreamed about, Kevin?
Having a girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know why he's laughing at you.
Because... We daydream about you having a girlfriend, too.
Well, let's turn that daydream into manifestation.
We keep trying. We've been manifesting it for a decade.
Me, too.
You won't let us.
I've let several people.
All right. We're not going to get into this. Katie, I've learned that it is a cul-de-sac to try to set you up with somebody.
At least we're circling.
Oh, you got me there.
Got me there.
All right. Did you know with Kevin? Thank you so much.